Hey, we're back here downtown on a Thursday afternoon edition. Now, let's talk about some cool stuff happening right here in our little town. Going to feel like a big town with some things coming to the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. To tell us all about it, we're joined in studio by the general manager, Chris McGrail. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And Brad LeBrie, what is your official title, Brad, other than, you know, all-around good guy?
All-around good guy, yeah. And the director of sales and marketing at the Cross Insurance Center, right? Big boy.
That's
look out, world.
You got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Well, a lot going on at the Cross Insurance Center as well. Let's see, where to begin? Well, we got some basketball right away. University of Maine men's basketball getting ready to go this weekend.
Coming up this weekend, yeah.
Yep. And we've they're playing on the new court there. It's always an exciting game. We've got Banana and the crew. Always a good crowd. And we're playing some ball, baby.
Yeah, and they're playing very well this season. And then, nothing I need, but...
yeah, you do.
The wedding show? Do I need to go to the wedding show on Sunday?
Well, they serve beer and wine and those cocktails in a can. Yeah. That always makes any decision easier.
We could just renew our vows. And
I'm sure there's a consultant there that'll help you with that. Keeping it fresh.
What I'm excited about and looking forward to, because I don't know how many times I've seen them through the years, but America's favorite, the Harlem Globetrotters, coming back.
Globetrotters are back.
Oh, man. And they're playing the Washington Generals. They bring so much energy to the show and to the arena. And what I love the most is their nicknames, and I wrote them down here. So we've got Hammer, TNT, Bulldog, Cheese, Torch, Hotshot, Jet, Wham, and Thunder. All hitting the Cross Insurance
Center. I thought those were your aliases.
Oh, no, just a couple of those. I don't dance under those names anymore.
I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. Many, many years ago, I actually played against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Just you versus the Globetrotters?
One on five. It was not pretty. No, they came to town, as they have so many times, and they, before the real game with the Washington Generals, they played a little charity game against a media team.
Oh. How'd you do?
Well, the first thing they did was to gather us all together and say, hey, fellas, just want you to know, people came to see us. Any of you who think you're basketball players, you just play along, okay? Have a good time. When I put the ball under your shirt, what are you going to do? And I said, pretend I don't know it's there. He goes, you're all right. You can play.
You're on the team, kid.
Yeah. They won. They beat us.
I think they always win, don't they?
Of course they do. Yes.
No.
One of these times.
One time.
One of these times.
Chris, you're going to go on the team this time. I can sense the competition building.
Maybe.
Raindrops.
But they always put on a great show.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, I just love the energy. And I love the way they involve the crowd as well. If you go there, you're kind of part of the show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Tell me about February 9th. If I say it, someone will use this clip of me saying... A boogie with the hoodie.
That was perfect.
Yeah, I know.
You
I know.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I know. But someone's going to use that and go, did you hear Kimball trying to say a boogie with the hoodie?
You did it twice in a row flawlessly, my friend.
Nailed it.
Oh, he's a super talented rapper, and he's coming with some great artists. La Tyler, Party Loan, C.416, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, because see, I'm also learning here.
Nice.
But they bring a great show, and it just like speaks to the variety of shows that we have at the Cross Insurance Center.
Well, I know it's big because I teach high school, and they're all talking about it. They're excited.
And I love that when an artist comes, they offer VIP packages, so you can do viewing from the side of the stage, you can do a backstage meet and greet, get some merchandise, meet the artist. So you can have a full experience when you're there, or just come see the show. Both packages are available online.
That's awesome. And then it's a tradition for I don't know how many years, longer than I've been around, but the Maine High School Basketball Tournament coming back again this February.
Yeah, do you have the air horn button that we can press on that? Pew, pew, pew. It's like the energy in the arena is just off the charts. This is my first time working for the Cross Insurance Center that's happening. But Chris has been talking about this tournament since I started, and everyone's excited about it.
It's that time of year, right? Everybody's talking basketball in the state of Maine. We're not the only site, but we're certainly one of the more popular sites, if you will, for high school basketball. So we're excited for it.
Well, and you know, this time of year, even though it hasn't been a particularly harsh winter, but you know, I've thought for years that one of the reasons this is so popular is because, especially for the people in the small towns, this is what they look forward to all winter long, getting out of Jonesport or wherever, and coming to Bangor, going to the Cross Center and watching the games and seeing old friends. It's like a reunion, as you know. People that haven't seen each other since last year. That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride in it. It's like, come to the center and represent.
Yeah.
Shut the whole town down and
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's classes B, C, and D, regional finals, state championship games for class B, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they fill class B championships, fills the venue every other year, I should say.
Yeah. So. And I'll say this, I hope nobody comes after me for saying this, but I went to a whole lot of games, more than I could count, at the old Bangor Auditorium through the years as fan, as a broadcaster. And look, it was a great old barn. But when it comes to comfort, there is no comparison.
So, I mean, you can talk a little bit more about the facilities, but, you know, this is like updated and it's comfortable and the food and... You know, I mean, what am I missing here?
And it smells good, too, which was not...
The popcorn wafts through the air.
I mean, gone are the days where we have to stop a game to figure out where the leak's coming from.
Right. You know,
from
the ceiling. So, I was on the air during that game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's not happening.
And the same night as that, a leak in the roof, and that same night, a 5-overtime game.
Oh,
whoa.
It was a late night back in the day. Yeah. We're talking with our friends Brad LaBrie, Chris McGrail, Cross Insurance Center. A lot of cool things coming up, including, boy, two of the best and funniest comedians around who are making their way to the Cross Center.
I'm so excited for these guys. Nate Bargatze, who's probably my current favorite. He's like highly intelligent comedian. His delivery, he's the only one that can do that dry delivery that he does. Just hosted SNL. I'm seeing his name everywhere. I think we're really lucky to have him in Bangor.
Yeah, and he's coming on the 25th of February. And then later on, one of my favorites, Tom Segura.
Yeah, right?
He's great.
These guys sell out arenas all over the country. And yeah, he's coming here on, help me out here. That's June 15th. Yes.
I can't forget that. That's my son's birthday. So
well, there you go.
And then bring him to the show.
And then let me tease another thing that's that's coming. You ready?
Ready. Dance it out, baby.
There you go.
That's us, Dancing Queens.
Man. Yeah, the 27th of February.
Yeah.
Arrival from Sweden.
They're like, they're huge. They're the premier ABBA band. They look just like them. And it's like this whole light show experience, this immersive experience. They're just gonna rock the arena. It's gonna be awesome. And we're doing a cocktail reception beforehand.
Oh my gosh.
So you can come dress up in your best disco outfit, have a cocktail, and then take your seat in the show and have a great night with us.
I feel like that's just gonna be a crazy night.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
Hopefully. Have some wine.
There will be much wine.
See where the night goes.
I just hope people dress up.
Yeah.
Of course they will.
It's going to be a fun one.
That was the first thing my mom asked me about when she saw the announce come out. She's like, we're going and I'm taking your Aunt Janet and we're going to dress up. I was like, just pretend you don't know me, mom. Like, please.
So we were talking about the variety you bring to the Cross Center. I mean, we've got sports, we've got rap, we've got comedy, we've got pop music, and then... How about some Judas Priest later in
the year? Yes, please. Yeah. I'll take some. 50th anniversary of these guys. And they're going to come rock the roof off of the arena. It's going to be amazing. They're touring all over the country. Have you ever seen that? I've never seen them before, but it's been on my bucket list for a long
time.
Yeah, I've never seen them live. But
I think they came here, I want to say... 40 years ago, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been a long time.
I mean, they're legends. They're the legend, metal legends. I think it's going to be an amazing show. Definitely get your tickets now because it's selling very well.
And still getting it done, too, after all these years.
50 years.
Yeah.
I hope I can still do whatever it is that I call it I'm doing right now in 50 years.
All right. People want more information. They can go to the website.
Yeah.
Crossinsurancecenter.com. Social media
seems fairly simple.
Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook. We post all our box office hours and all the links for the tickets are right there. And if you are looking forward to one other one, the Professional Bull Riders.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Toughest sport on
baby.
Oh, it's one of those shows every single year.
Yeah.
It's just one of the most electric events that we'll have. It's loud.
Back when our studio was down at Seasons, we had one of the one of the riders, one of the bull riders came on the show.
Yeah.
And I could have had Elvis in the studio and it wouldn't have been a bigger reaction. People were gathering outside the window like that. Wait, oh, that guy, man, we love you. People love it.
Well, you got to be a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
I was told that I could be, and it's like the shark tank of the arena for the bull. There's like a cage.
That's terrifying.
I mean, I can't wait.
Yeah,
man.
They put me in the cage, coach.
No.
No.
Is that three shows?
Three shows.
Yeah, March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
We're one of two venues in the country that do three shows on the Velocity Tour.
And as I understand, it's part of the circuit too. Yep, so they're picking riding, up points.
They're riding for points to get into PBR World. So it's a great event for us, but it's a great event for these folks that come year after year. We see a lot of the same riders year after year, and they're really pushing forward to you know, grow themselves. So it's a great one for us. We love it.
Well, you know, it's so great to have you guys here and talk about the wonderful things you bring to town, because I think sometimes it gets overlooked. You know, we talk about some of the things that happen closer to downtown, but you guys just consistently keep bringing in great entertainment for the family, for everybody, and it's so cool to partner up with you guys and help spread the word.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. And that's just February and March that we're talking about here.
Tip there's of some the iceberg.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you guys are going to keep coming back?
I'd love
about
to.
Stuff.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Maybe you can help us with something. You know, this is downtown, right?
Yes,
we want to brand our side of town.
Ooh,
what is that? Ooh, what is that supposed to be called? I like calling it this side of town, but I don't know if that's going to catch on or not. So help us workshop that branding, will you?
You're the marketing guy.
I'm tapped out.
Brad, Chris, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a Cross Insurance Center. Check them out online and to get to one of those great shows or games or anything fantastic that's coming up. We'll take a little break here.